Well, a warm welcome to you one and all. It is Tuesday, the 9th of August, 2022. Our 48th program for the South African Military Christian Fellowship. And you're listening to the program called At Ease here at 93.6 FM, your good news community radio station based in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. I am your host, Chris Meyer, for the next half an hour or so, and I trust that wherever you are being tuned in, that you will be blessed with the content that is compiled together for you, and that you will enjoy the music, enjoy the content, and also our veterans out there. May God bless you as we listen today, tonight. Maybe it is evening with you as well, or maybe in the morning, maybe in the mid-noon, or whatsoever the case may be, that you will be at ease and that you will really relaxed in this half an hour or so. We have a wonderful lineup for us tonight as we're going to listen to our devotion. We're going to listen to some music. And yes, the program also have some news, a little bit different tonight. Our two questions that is normally been asked, I trust that you will also enjoy that. We're going to listen now to our beloved chaplain, Ben Smith, as he's going to share out of Psalm 103 concerning relationships. Let's listen to that now.
Good morning, everybody. I greet you in that wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our scripture reading for this morning is Psalm 103, verses 2 to 5. And the theme for this morning is the relentless pursuit of a father in a relationship. I cannot imagine something in life that is more devastating than a relationship that does not work. Why? Because humans are born for this. And God's pursuit of us is for this purpose of having a relationship with you. And when we enter into this relationship, we often then not find ourselves strained and stressed and try so much harder to add depth to the relationship with the utmost of exertion. And when we fail, according to us, we are despondent and unhappy. And on the rare occasions, we get worship between inverted commas right, and then we tend to feel closer to God. And this fluctuation brings us to the point that we believe sometimes that God is near, and on other occasions, that He is far. However, let me tell you this morning, based on what you've read in the Word of God, God never fluctuates. He is always constant. He is always near, even though you might feel that He is far. So in this relationship, the only thing that counts is that God is near, despite your worst efforts, despite your best efforts. And He loves you as a father. Let us pray. Father God, thank You that the intention never was in this relationship that we have with You for us to be stressed and strained, but to rest in Your grace and in Your mercy and in Your love. Thank You, God, that we can know You as a loving Father, and we want to thank You for that. I just pray, Lord, that You will come indeed and bless us today, and that we would be totally relaxed in this relationship that we have with You, because indeed You are Father. As I pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
We want to say thank you to Chaplain Ben Smith for that devotion concerning relationships. And I don't know about you, but You know, many times we struggle with this concept, this issue concerning relationships. Doesn't matter if it is between husband and wife, or wife and husband, or groups, or friends, or maybe your colleagues at work. We many times fail in this process, in this very complicated, can I say sometimes complex, issue of relationships. That's one of the wonderful things that God allow us to have a living relationship with Him. And you know what? If I talk, and if I can talk about marriages, it is not about my marriage per se, but my marriage, your marriage, is supposed to reflect our relationship with God. As we read in the Word of God, where Paul make the analogy about a bride and a bridegroom, and he say the church is the bride and Christ is the bridegroom, and how he gives some principles there, what is that relationship with one another, and that our relationships in the marriage is supposed to reflect that. But we really fell short of that, because we are broken people living in a broken world. But one thing is for certain, that God help us, and He can help us if we allow Him, when things come and crept into our marriages, crept into our relationships or interrelationships with one another, to help us how to deal with conflict, how to develop my relationship with my partner or with my friend or with my spouse or maybe with my pastor. One of those things that is really struggling, but we can overcome this by the help of the Spirit of God. And I think it will be very appropriate for us to play the next song from the Navy Band called The Waymaker. Yes, and I know that we play it last week because it was our 1 year celebration of the SAMCF. And I really trust that as you listen to it, that you will experiencing the nearness of God, the Waymaker, to make a way for you and for me. And sometimes it feels like, you know, our relationship is going shipwreck. He's a Waymaker through the storms, through the difficult times. You know, just trust Him, although you might not feel Him or see Him or experiencing Him at all. He's right there. May God bless you as you listen to this piece of music, The Waymaker.
Darkness, my
I really trust that you have been blessed. I think it was so appropriate to play this song because she sing, "You are here. You are here. Although I don't sense you, Lord, although I can't touch you, it seems so you are distant from me," like the last song last week, the Gala of 2019, "From a Distance." God is not looking from a distance. Sometimes it feels like that. And the awesome thing is that your relationship with God continue, although you might not feel Him. And it's not based on feelings and emotions, but it also has to play a part in that. And relationships, it fits together with our chaplain's devotion. I trust that you've been blessed, and may God help you to turn your life around and to touch your life, mend that relationship again, because He's the miracle worker who do that. Really, I trust that it was really a blessing to your heart. Folks, this is GNCR 93.6 FM. You listen to the program called At Ease, made possible for us by the South African Military Christian Fellowship. And it's a great honor to be the host of such an awesome program. We're going to listen to our regular narrator, Graham Wilson, about a man called Roy Alvera. Now, last Tuesday, we listened to a man who came from a life of drugs and promiscuity and how God changed his life. Now, tonight, we're going to listen to this awesome testimony as well about a man who was suicidal. And maybe you can identify maybe to that. From suicidal to a secure policeman. I want you to listen to Graham as he's going to share with us this man's life.
The voice in Roy Alvera's head was quiet but relentless. "You want to commit suicide? How are you going to do it?" The walls had been closing in on the 21-year-old student for many years. Born in France to Portuguese parents, he had studied at a private school where he said most of the other students were fair-skinned. Being Portuguese, Roy had a naturally tanned complexion and said he was ostracized for being different. Young Roy had no friends and spent lunchtimes with only his imagination for company. Years later, his family returned to Portugal, but Roy's early excitement at moving home, where he would no longer be different, were dashed when he became the one who came from France instead and found himself again on the outside looking in. "I also lived quite an isolated place, where I had little contact with other people. Perhaps because of this I felt a great emptiness. I felt horribly alone and asked myself, what was I doing here?" At university, he tried to be more sociable, but says that his ghosts chased him. "I was studying the wrong course and I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. All these things led me into depression. Drinking and light drugs relieved the pain a little. At 21, he says he was on the verge of suicide. I was constantly thinking about the best way to leave this world," he confesses. "I didn't do it because I had so many years ahead of me, but I still lived in a small dark room. Eventually, he dropped out of university and returned to his parents to help them with their business. Antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication offered temporary peace. It wasn't until he joined the public security police force that he found a new lifeline. A couple he met talked to him about Jesus Christ, except that it was a Jesus that Roy was not familiar with. I was curious to know about this Jesus who was so different to the one I was used to. I wished to know more about this God who is not inaccessible and not easily angered. On the contrary, he was like an extreme father who knew me by name and loved me much more than I could ever imagine. I discovered I could have a personal relationship with this incredible God who had made an enormous sacrifice on the cross, and I began to look forward to all the time I could spend with him. At last, I found what I lacked. I became born again, and the words of French mathematician and theologian Blaise Pascal, "There is a void in the shape of God in the heart of every man," finally made sense to me. Roy was filled with a burning desire to share his faith, but said he was initially afraid to do so. Then something happened which removed all his fear. An acquaintance at the gym where he trained and had been disturbed and distant. Roy had spoken to her about Jesus before, but held off speaking to her again because he did not want her to force or push her. I wanted to respect her privacy. A few days later, I found out that she jumped off the 17th floor of the building and had died. She was only 27 years old. I was very shaken, and I went home and cried and asked God to train me and send me to those in similar situations so I could share Jesus with them before they committed suicide. How could I, being a Christian, born again, do nothing while people are suffering terribly? Often when we suffer, we have a problem. We believe that we are alone. But it's not true. Sometimes it's just that people are not sure where to look for help. Roy now bears a vastly different voice in his heart. A voice that speaks to him about life, not death. I want to share this truth, to tell others, stop looking elsewhere. Jesus is the solution. The Bible says, if the Son sets you free, you will truly be free. John 8, verse 36. What incredible freedom that is.
What an incredible feeling it is. I wonder, as I sit and listen to it, I think of my own life. Twice I tried to commit suicide, and both sides was unsuccessful. Praise the Lord, otherwise I wouldn't sit here and talk to you. And you know, many times people condemn those who want to commit or did commit, you know, because they say it's a lot of things that they say to them, that they are selfish and they are this and they are that. But the problem is you never walk in that man's shoes, so you can easily point a finger to such a person who wants to commit suicide. I don't talk about, you know, there's people who work on your emotions and, you know, they may be so deep into depth that they want to commit suicide because their life is just one messed up piece of life. And even that, it's not a reason to commit suicides, but a person who wants to do that, and you may differ from me, it's okay. He lost all reality of life. His problems is bigger than God. He don't even see God. He didn't even hear God speaking. He believed the lie of the voices in his head to say, you know, you reached the point of non-return. God don't listen to you anymore. It doesn't help to pray to him. Everybody has just disregarded you. Everybody has just abandoned you. And God is the ultimate one who abandoned you. So just take your life, man. And I want to say to you, maybe you are there. Maybe you sit right now there with these thoughts bombarding you. The best way to do this is get rid of the problem. You are the problem. You are in everybody's face. And everybody say, you are the problem. And well, the voice say, take your life. And then everybody is, get rid of the problem. But I'm telling you, don't do that. There's life. There's a better life than what you live now. Don't think that God has abandoned you. That's the lie of the devil. He wants you to believe it because he wants to take you out. If you commit suicide, it's murder on yourself. God give life, not death. Satan take it. That's why John 10:10, and I don't want to preach to you, but I was there a few times, twice. And if you can just imagine how many people God sent over my life who also want to commit suicide, and I can give them hope. Hope through the scriptures that Jesus can change it all. Sometimes we are the product. Sometimes we create stuff. We do terrible stuff. We make bad decisions that bring us into the furnaces of life. And then we have to pay the consequences. And some of it is just unbearable to carry, to bear, just to think about it. You know, it was a wake-up call for me too, when it was twice unsuccessful to know, but God has a purpose for my life. Until I discover that, I receive a phone call from one of my church members. I was on holiday, and They say I must come if possible. Well, I was quite far away, but we did go to our member. And as we reached that place, I don't want to say over the air what happened, but she found her brother dead. He committed suicide. And what happened is he and her friend go into the bush. They love outdoors and they go for shooting, you know, game shooting, and they shoot. Well, both of them saw some movement and they look through the scopes and what seems to be a buck or something like that, a kudu or something, and they shot. Both of them shoot and they found the person dead. And there's a trial and there's so much. And this particular person think it was he. His gun shot it. The other one thought, no, it must be his. And so back and forth. And while the trial was waiting, it works on this one man's nerves and his heart that he couldn't stand the depression, the tension, and he hang himself. You see, it's easy to come and point a finger, especially if you were never there. It's wrong to do that. I said from the very start, it is wrong to commit suicide. It's murder on yourself. God gave life. Look to God. If you need help, call our mission. We can help. We can give you hope through Scripture because Jesus is sufficient to turn your life around. Well, folks, you listen to 93.6 FM, and we're going to listen now to our Captain Peter Lawrence as he's going to present to us a new form of the questions that we listened to so long for 7-8 months now, and listen to him as he collaborate on it, something that maybe you didn't know exists. Let's listen now to him.
Good evening, At Ease listeners. These past 9 months or so, we've heard the two questions, these two spiritual questions regarding where you stand before Almighty God and the gift of eternal life. The first question being, have you come to that place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die, you would go to heaven? And the second question, suppose you were to die and appear before Almighty God, and he were to ask, why should I allow you into my heaven? What would you say? Two piercing questions that need an answer, and which prayerfully you can now answer, or you were able to answer. But now the question being, don't you want to ask people those questions that you know and want to know? Where do they stand before Almighty God? Diagnostic questions to ascertain where they stand before God, and perhaps help them to find salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So perhaps you're in a foxhole, perhaps you're in a car or an aeroplane, and you have a few moments with someone. You might never see them again, but you felt led to share the good news with them. So how do you do this? Maybe it's also just with a neighbor. It's going to take over a few months. You can ask the two questions. And of course, one's got to earn the right. You can't just go in there guns blazing, so to say. It once happened at a Bible college where this outline was being taught, and they went out for practical training, got into a taxi, and the one student straight away said, suppose you were to die. And of course, the one person in the taxi got such a fright that he jumped out, slid open the door and got out the first opportunity, worried that he was perhaps going to die. But of course, the question had been asked too quickly, and the right to ask the question had not been obtained. So over the next few months, we'll share how to share the two questions in the gospel. But we'll start tonight then with developing a friendly relationship. So this is critical. You know, also walking the talk. You've got to set a good example. People must see in you the love of Christ. They must see in you the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So the first point would be a sincere interest in the person's life. Ask him questions like where he went to school, why he joined the military, or the job that he's in. It's taking a sincere interest, not just quickly, but taking some time to get to know him better. And sincere listening, not just what's the next question or what next in developing a friendly relationship, but sincerely listening to his answers. And perhaps he's telling you about his grandmother that died or the financial situation he's in. And these are things that you can help with later. So listen sincerely that he can see that you're taking an interest in him. And sincere caring that there's follow-up and that you really, he heard what he had to say and you want to care and be there for him. And of course, this all goes about the Holy Spirit helping you, that you're dependent on the Holy Spirit helping you through this time. And so you'd be perhaps silently praying, others praying for you, knowing that you love to share the gospel, and you get prayer partners. But the first point then is developing a friendly relationship. And so I'd like to leave that with you, that before you ask the two questions, that you develop this friendly relationship with people. Even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes that it takes, or it might be over a few months, but you might only have that moment in life, that opportunity that is there and then gone, that you meet this person. And then you've sown seeds in his heart, the two questions, and the Holy Spirit, of course, dependent that he will continue to speak to this person's heart afterwards. So thank you. So take that to heart, developing this friendly relationship that you can earn the right then to ask the two questions that you will come to in a few weeks' time. I thank you. Every blessing in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Captain Peter Lawrence, for that presentation. And I want to agree with that, because if you don't really care about people, if you are not really interested in people, you will not ask. Or if you are scared of people, you will not ask that questions. There are people, I think, who are in need for that questions. Because if you earn the right, and that is what is so prevalent, so crucial. Because if I ask you, can I ask you a question? And you say yes. And I ask that 2 diagnostic questions. Then you can't confront me to say, but who are you to ask it? Because I ask you permission to ask you a question, and you said yes. So then you take the wind out of the sail in that conflict. So because you ask and I say yes. So it's a dialogue. So if you are truly interested in people, people is going to hell. People is getting lost. People is going astray. People is in need. And all of us need hope. All of us. So when you knock on people's doors, when you knock on people's hearts, you know, people don't care. Listen very carefully. People don't care how much you know until they can see how much you care. If I care about you, I want to know, how are you doing? How about your family? How's your wife? How's your kids if you are married? You know, how's life? How does life treat you? And I know you learn these things also. You know, come on, man. You don't even have to have a degree of these things. It is trust the Spirit of God that it will go. And like a river, it flows. If you are a people person, and I know there are many introverts that struggle to talk to people, and it is difficult to put your, you know, to say it in words what you have in your mind, and you struggle. I know that. I was an introvert myself, but by the grace of God, slowly, small baby steps, just plant that seed. Just give a tract. Can I give you a track? Yes. If they say no, then it is no. Then you move on to the next person. Eventually people will say yes. What is this all about? Well, it's about a track. You know, it's about Jesus. Maybe you are a little bit shy. You start there. Just read it and that's that. There's a telephone number at the back that you can contact. And little by little it will grow. And I just want to confirm what our captain was saying. Friends, we come very close to our ending of this program tonight. We're going to listen now to Riri Mangani. I'm glad that she's back with the news. Let's listen now to her.
Attention! Good evening, South Africa. Good evening, listeners of At Ease FM. Riranzu Mangani, your news reader. We pray for the peace and an end to the terrible war in Ukraine, as well as conflicts in other areas of the world and tensions between countries. Let us continue to pray that the soldiers fighting on both sides in Ukraine tend to and find comfort and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for their safety and the gift of eternal life in heaven, that they will have peace that surpasses all understanding through Christ Jesus the Lord. We, the SAMCF, praise and thank our Heavenly Father for the blessed and successful 10-day show and tell promotional trip to help establish SAMCF committees in 5 other provinces, South African provinces. The Reverend Max Mopondi from our AMCF Principal Support Organization joined our National Executive Director for the 5,500-kilometer trip. Your prayers are please requested for the follow-up of the trip, and the newly established committees will go from strength to strength in their individual provinces. The trip also allowed Peter and Max to visit our neighboring country, Lesotho. Their visit was very well received by the Lesotho Chaplaincy and have the approval of and a go-ahead of the Lesotho Defense Force Army Commander. The Association of Military Christian Fellowship Prayer, AMCF Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Bless the servicemen and women of all nations, and grant that we know the joy of all being in one in Jesus Christ may be filled with your love and pass it to one another through the power of the Holy Spirit until his coming again. Amen. Please pray for the SANDF and other South African troops presently deployed to northern Mozambique to conduct peacekeeping operation. Pray also for the naval and air support as well as the medical staff all serving in different areas of operation. Planning for the Regional Association of Military Christian Fellowship inauguration, which is again taking place in Madagascar from the 8th to the 15th of October 2022. Continues to go well. Military ethics will be a new subject included in the program. Please pray for the preps to go well and please consider financially supporting a delegate or delegates to attend from South Africa. Our SMCF please need financial support to send 2 naval petty officers to Madagascar to attend the inauguration. Do consider whether you might help financially towards the airfare. We please value our listeners' prayer for this news item. We thank God for our SANDF chaplains. Please join us for praying for the ministry and service in the SANDF. Please consider how you listeners might become more involved in supporting the ministry of the SAMCF in the SANDF. This might be through prayer, financially, or other means. Let us know and we will further interact and contact you. Your support will be very much appreciated. Our contact details are as follows. 062-028-7546. I repeat, 062-028-7546. And our email address is samcf3@gmail.com. I repeat, smcf3@gmail.com. And our GNCR email address is atease@gncr.org.za. I thank you. Have a good evening.
Well, Well, thank you, Rironzo. We appreciate that. Folks, we're going to play out now with our last song called The Coming Night. May God bless you. Thank you for all our content providers. May God bless you as you go into this night or into this day in your daily routine. May God really be with you until we meet again, the Lord's willing, next Tuesday evening, the same time, the same place. Be at ease. And remember, if you want to phone us here at GNCR or at ease, let me just give it again. At ease, the number, cell number, 062-028-7546 or 032-533-3003. That number is here at Good News Community Radio Station. There's help for those who need help. May God bless you until we meet again.